This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, we get to do something again. Simply because when we left off last night, I kind of thought we weren't finished. So my guest, my returning guest, he is the associate editor in socioeconomics, politics, medicine, and world affairs of the Surgical Neurology International. He has served on the CDC and the Injury Research Grant Review Committee at the behest of George W. Bush. He is the author of Vandals at the Gates of Medicine, Medical Warrior Fighting Corporate Socialized Medicine, Cuba in Revolution, Escape from the Lost Paradise, and his recent book, America Guns and Freedom, A Journey into Politics and Public Health and Gun Control Movements. And he's a member of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And, you know, I'm just impressed that my lungs held up for all of that. So joining us again is Dr. Miguel Faria. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm very happy to be here. I really had a good time last night.
Yes, sir. Well, when we left off, you wanted to talk about, you know, in Cuba, the workers' paradise, right? That's they wanted to have gun control. I think Castro got out there and said, "Why do you need guns anyway?"
Yeah, it's very interesting because I just had an email from somebody who had read somewhere that Fidel Castro gave guns to the people, and I had to really straighten him out about the reality of what happened. But, you know, Cuba is an excellent lesson, for the United States. And, you know, many of my friends, when they hear some of the stories, they say, well, it cannot happen here. Well, that is one of the chapters in America, Guns and Freedom. You know, it cannot happen here. That's what everybody said. You know, in Germany, they said the same thing. In Cuba, we said the same thing. Cuba was like a sister little republic of the United States. They had a very close relationship because even the first constitution of Cuba in 1902 was really written with the assistance of the U.S. ambassador. You can imagine, we have made peace with Vietnam, with China, with everybody, and we're trying to make peace with North Korea, but they won't have it. But with Cuba, that's a different story, and that's because it was a betrayal the way we see it, and I say we, I mean the Americans, that Cuba betrayed us. And there are many lessons, and gun control is one of them. This is what happened. Fulgencio Batista, the former dictator, who actually had been elected president by a huge majority, but then had a coup d'etat and refused to, you know, give up the government. But he, as bad as he was, and he really wasn't that bad until the last year of the revolution, but he allowed citizens to have firearms. You have to register your firearms. And, in fact, my uncle was in charge of the registry in my hometown of Santi Espiritus. And so you could have a firearm, but you had to be licensed. They put you in the registry. Well, as soon as Fidel Castro took over and overthrew Batista, one of the first things he did was to send his, you know, I'm sorry, they call it militia. But his militia, which was a band of communist thugs, went around to the registries in every city and began to go after the people who had firearms, who had been licensed. So they used the registration list to confiscate the firearms, actually before they were banned. They were just went and, in fact, my father, they went to my father to take his firearm, and that's another story that I have in the book. But this person who sent me the email today, he said, well, I thought they had been armed, the people had been armed. No, it was the militia, which basically were communist thugs who were given arms to so they could go in the registries and be protected so they could take firearms away from the citizens. And they were assisted by the committees of the for the defense of the revolution, which existed in every block. In every block in Cuba, you, up to this day, you have a committee who knows everything that is happening in that block. They are informants for the state. And which brings me to another topic, that, another chapter that I have in the book, America, Guns, and Freedom. And that is that chapter is called The Hallmarks of Tyranny. And again, Cuba serves as a perfect example, because what I'm seeing here in the United States today is changes leading to socialism via evolution. In Cuba, it took place via revolution. Here it is happening slowly, but things may change. If we lose this election in 2020, I mean, the Democrats have basically admitted that they are socialists, and they one of the main things they want to do is gun control, and which ties me up because one of the things they want to use is to say, well, you know, there is the Second Amendment, but this is a public health emergency. See? And therefore, something has to be done. And they have all of these people in public health and in the medical establishment that use this junk science we discussed last night to say, yes, it is. There is evidence that this is that guns are like viruses that must be eradicated from the general population. That is the reason that we have so much violence. Is because easy gun availability, that's another catchphrase they love to use. And one of the, like I say, one of the conclusions that always, you find always in all this public health literature, that easy gun availability causes violence, homicides, crimes, and suicide. Well, returning to Cuba, the five whole, I have a chapter discussing the hallmarks of tyranny. And the last part of my book is about what has happened around the world as in terms of genocide and governments that have killed their own people. 100 million people have died or were killed by their own governments, not in war, in peacetime most of the time, to eradicate enemies of the people. Anyway, 100 million people, they're in all of them socialist or collectivist societies. And we need to start identifying those hallmarks of tyranny, the ingredients that are part of this, of what is happening. And I'm afraid that if we lose, when I say we, I mean conservatives and constitutionalists.
I'll tell you what, before you say that, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Tell them how they can find this book.
I tell you, the best way is to get it from Amazon.com. But I tell you, another thing, I think people who enjoy this show, they need to start calling their libraries and making sure that they carry this book, because the libraries, the public libraries, are inundated with it. Gun control propaganda.
Yeah.
And these are books like Hemingway's and Dr. Cook and all of these guys that are gun prohibitionists, and that's what you find on the libraries.
Let me get you hold right there. We'll cover that when we get back. Talking to Dr. Miguel Faria, this is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence, the home of Salute. It just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dr. Miguel Faria from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and so many other things. And he is a author that has written books on many things. But let me ask you a question. Now, you're talking about trying to inundate libraries, right?
Yep.
I've never looked at libraries. Who is radicalizing libraries? Is that academia?
Oh yeah, that is a big campaign about what books are they are buying, and the libraries now they get politically correct books, and of course mine with a title like America, Guns and Freedom. It's not going to make it there by its own volition. So the only way that you're going to get my book in libraries, I'm talking about public libraries, is for people requesting them. Our friend David Cordrea has told me that is the only way they're going to get my book in public libraries is if people inundate their local libraries requesting my book. And, you know, it's important because otherwise the only books that anybody's going to do, I have been contacted by several students about wanting to write something about gun violence and so forth, and the only books they find in public libraries are those by gun prohibitionists, by the public health people that yesterday I mentioned to you that were using politicized, result-oriented, that is, research that always had the preordained conclusions that guns are bad and they should be eradicated from the general population. This is what when they are writing term papers, this is the books they find in the public libraries. And as I am surprised that I have had several students who have read some of my articles and have written me asking for information where they could get an opposite point of view. So I will ask your audience to please do this and call their public libraries. And even if they get their own copy of my book, to request that their local libraries carry this book. Otherwise, they're going to find is gun control propaganda and the loss of freedom because, you know, this is all the public libraries are carrying unless the people ask specifically for my book and the few others that have come out, you know, favoring science over propaganda.
I never thought of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Although, here's the problem that I see sometimes, though, like with Cuba. And I wouldn't live in California. I won't visit California. I've got a lot of friends that live in California. I'm not going to go to California because what California is? I've got people that want me to come to New York, and I won't go to New York because of what New York is. And I mean, I want to go to B&H, the camera store, and somebody offered me Wagyu beef and all this other stuff. Another guy, vegan burgers. I've just got just everything. And I don't go to these places because I have to compromise my personal security to do it. Right?
Yeah. And I tell you, I feel naked when I have to go to those cities, and I have had dreams that I would carry a firearm, and somehow in the airport I would be stopped because I know exactly how you feel. I don't feel safe in those cities. I feel naked because you know, the world of crime, and yet you cannot have possessed a firearm. But, you know, returning to Cuba, the lessons that it had, incredible, because, as I say, Cuba had a very close relationship with the United States, which is the reason there is so much, you know, acrimony between the two countries. Anyway, the U.S. ambassador, the American ambassador, was the second most important person in Cuba after the president. And yet, Cuba became a communist state that reduced freedom. They had a base in the Western Hemisphere, violating the Monroe Doctrine. And you say, well, how can this happen? You know, the communism continues today, 60 years later. Fidel Castro has died, and Raul, still behind the scenes, controls the government. But how can it happen? Well, the reason it happened is because the people were disarmed. And the guerrillas, the anti-communist guerrillas that fought in the Escambray Mountains, where my where we live, and right next door to Santi Espíritu, that was my hometown, they fought to the death. Raul Castro admitted that those peasants who were led by the, you know, friends of my family, like Osvaldo Ramírez, was that you could not even mention his name in Santi Espíritu or anywhere in Cuba. If you mentioned Osvaldo Ramírez's name, you would be immediately arrested, because he led a rebellion in Cuba, in the Escambray Mountains, that went for several years. Thousands of communist troops died fighting Osvaldo Ramírez, who did not even have more than 1,000 peasants with him. But the problem was they didn't have arms. The communication with the CIA was cut. It happened right during the Bay of Pigs. Fidel Castro had an incredible secret police, which my cousin was one of them. An incredible secret police, and they infiltrated the underground. So they already knew that the Bay of Pigs invasion was coming. 100,000 people were arrested. They were put in schools, stadiums, all over the island. And so the CIA and the underground was essentially decapitated, gone.
Hang on right there.
The CIA could not get troops, could not get arms for the rebellion.
Hang on right there.
That rebellion lasted for several years.
Hang on for me right there so we can pick this up on the other side. This is Dr. Miguel Fara. He's the author of America, Guns, and Freedom. A journey into politics and the public health and gun control movements, telling you why and what happens when they get what they want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a resolution which moves the impeachment process of President Trump into a new phase. Democrats described the resolution as a roadmap moving forward, including guidelines for witness testimony. The final vote was 232 to 196. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning the Democrats' effort to impeach the president.
For 37 days and counting, they have run an unprecedented, undemocratic, and unfair investigation.
The California Republican has accused Democrats of trying to undermine the results of the last presidential election. Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot says the teacher strike that has cost public school students 11 days is over. She said public school students will return to their classrooms on Friday. The city and Chicago Teachers Union agreed that they will make up 5 of the days that were missed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. You can, this is a high quality piece, I'm telling you. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dr. Miguel Faria, the author of America, Guns, and Freedom, telling us what it's like, what it was like, what happened in Cuba. So this is some stuff you never get this perspective on. And this was as they were imposing their regime, where is this during the time before Che Guevara got his own T-shirt? Like, have you seen how many people romanticize Che Guevara here?
Oh yeah, in fact, I have a story about that too.
Okay,
you know, there was this guy in with a Che Guevara T-shirt, and Carlos Santana was sitting on a side cafe. You know, watching the guy, and another Cuban American went to the guy with a T-shirt and said, "Don't you know this guy's a war criminal?" And the person, you know, the guy with the Che Guevara T-shirt, was got all, you know, upset. And so Carlos Santana got off from the chair and say, "Hey man, why are you telling me that? I don't care. I want to keep the, you know, my image of this great man. You know, I don't care about the truth. You know, this man is my hero. You know, forget about it. I don't want to know about it. This really happened. You know, but that's the way it is. They don't want to know the truth about Che Guevara.
Yeah,
you know, I was a little boy. He came to our home, okay?
Okay.
When you read my book, Cuban Revolution, you'll understand why. But he came to my house. I don't remember him, actually. My mother does. He has this image, you know, that you can see in T-shirts that, you know, he's supposedly a fantastic guerrilla leader, but he wasn't. He sat down, Raul Castro did the same thing. They were in different prisons, and they sat there smoking cigars, drinking mojitos. Ernest Hemingway and Che Guevara were good friends, and they were, while the firing squads were, executing prisoners, they were both sitting there smoking cigars and drinking mojitos. That's what Che Guevara was like. He believed that you had to cleanse the revolution to forge a new man. Now, you try to tell this to these millennials, they don't believe you. They don't want it. They're just like Carlos Santana. You know, Raul Castro was the same way. Fidel Castro was such an evil genius. He had both of them running the fighting squads round the clock. But Fidel wasn't around then. He was giving speeches, mingling with the people, whatever the people want. And while Che Guevara and Raul Castro were the ones who were, leading the fighting squads. And again, you know, why did I bring Cuba into this discussion? Because I see the same elements of tyranny developing our own country. In a chapter that I have in America, Guns and Freedom, I discuss those hallmarks of tyranny, or the five ingredients for tyranny. The first one is basically a national police force. Well, we have seen what the ATF did during Waco, and it scares me. Can you imagine if the Democrats win the presidents, the Senate, and keep the House in 2020? What powers are the ATF and the DEA and all of these police forces that are federal now will have on the population? Well, Cuba is a good example. I just told you about the militia going around to the registries, finding out who had firearms, and then going to those homes and taking away people's firearms, including people who fought for the revolution. The second thing is, you know, the control of education. One of the first things that they did in Cuba was to close all private schools. All the kids have to go to these government schools where they were told what they should learn. Che Guevara became replaced God. And indoctrination centers. And I told you what happened yesterday with education, with people who became professors. The third thing that happened is control of the mass media. Newspapers were shut down. Radios, television were shut down. They all became part of the state network of propaganda. Well, here I'm seeing the Democrat Party is essentially becoming the disloyal opposition against a duly elected president of the United States. And the media, the attacks on President Trump are unprecedented. Now, you think, well, you know, at least the doctors in public health will do research that will show both aspects of firearms, the beneficial aspects of firearms and the criminal misuses. Well, no. The public health entities, the public health establishment in this country have become also an arm of for gun control in this country. You know, it is amazing. But we have lost the media. So it's radio broadcast like you and I having a conversation tonight this evening.
Sure.
That to be able to expose this. The final point is civilian disarmament. That's what happened in Cuba. People were lost their firearms, and communism continues to this day. The Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. The Berlin Wall crumbled in 1989, and Cuba continues to be a fortress of communism, 90 miles from the United States. Why? Because the people were disarmed. And the peasants who led this rebellion that lasted for several years were exterminated. Where was the American media? When Fidel Castro was in the Sierra Maestra, in the mountains of Oriente Province, Herbert Matthews went over there and made a hero of Fidel Castro. He was going to be the new George Washington of the Caribbean. That's what we were taught. And he was a agricultural reformer. Well, you know what happened? It, communism triumphed. My father's and my parents' groups were essentially exterminated. My parents survived. My father and I had to escape.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break. I hate to keep interrupting this, but yeah. Go to Amazon, check out America Guns and Freedom, and look into the other stuff that he's written, like this particular book he's talking about right now, Cuba in Revolution, Escape from Lost Paradise. He wrote that in 2002. Go check that out. My guest is Dr. Miguel Faria. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dr. Miguel Faria. He is the author of America, Guns, and Freedom, and a few other books I guess I'm going to have to read. You know, I don't like reading.
Well, but now
I'm very intrigued. I'm going to have to get these books and read these books. Anyway, this is our last segment, so if we can, give us the ending of this story you've been telling us about Cuba.
Well, you know, the ending of the story is that we must learn from, you know, the lessons of history. And we have an example 90 miles from Key West, and that's Cuba. What's happening in Cuba seems to be happening here by evolution. In Cuba, it happened via revolution, but the end result may be the same. You know, communism in Cuba, and here is social democracy where guns are, banned, eventually confiscated. I mean, guns are being confiscated in cities in the United States, like in Detroit, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and public health is in support of this. Doctors and the medical establishment supporting this, and I think they're trying to circumvent the Constitution by saying that this is a public health issue. You know, here's another story. Red flag laws, at first, you know, they seem like they have good intention. But when you start analyzing what's actually in the law, you realize that, you know, the constitutional protections are gone. They're trampled upon somebody accused of being dangerous to society, and they are not being given the protection that criminal defendants are given in course of law, or even the mentally ill when they are placed in institutions. There is no protection. The Fourth Amendment is violated. So is the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendment,
yep.
Sixth Amendment. And again, public health is behind all of this.
Do you think the First Amendment, because most of it's going to be about what they're saying anyway, you think it's a violation of the First?
Yeah, I think so. And the thing is, in Cuba, you know, if you didn't like socialism, it was the same as in the Soviet Union back then. You must be crazy. And you were put in a psychiatric institution. You know, think about this. You know, you think you're dangerous and you're not offered any protections. They take your firearms that you'll never see again. They'll never return. And then the next step is that you're going to, you know, you put them in a mental institution. Well, you know, it sounds crazy, but it's happening in Cuba. It's still happening.
Well, they propose that here. There have been some politicians that say, we think you must have a mental health issue if you want to have an AR-15.
They always said, you don't need that for going hunting, duck hunting. Well, you know, let me tell you, I have a chapter in my book about the usefulness of so-called assault weapons. Right, very close to where I live, there is a fellow named Brian Rooksby. In 1990, he was camping, and I have several stories like this in my book. But this happened very close to where I live. He was camping in the Oconee National Forest. He was attacked by two crackheads, two guys who were obviously on cocaine. They assaulted his camp, where he and his friend were, you know, camping. They shot his friend with a shotgun. Brian Rooksby was able to get his Mini 14 and, you know, and kill one of the assailants and wound the other. If he had not had this so-called assault weapon, which, as I said last night, you know, you have to pull the trigger each time, but you have a higher capacity magazine. He had to fire a lot of shots to hit these two guys. And he saved his life. You know, I have several stories like this. Well, you know, they can say, well, if you want an AR-15, you must be crazy. That's not for hunting. Well, it's a slippery slope. And I just hope that your people listening to this show, as I said, I would love for them to get a copy of my book and to read it. But please, call your library. Sometimes you have to send an email and fill your name in and so forth and request that they have this book available. Because if we don't get to the young people today, well, you know what the polls are saying about the millennials. They believe that socialism, even communism, is a great thing because capitalism is unfair. And they don't believe that there is no reason for civilians, the law-abiding citizens, to have firearms. Why? The government is going to protect us. We have police. Because they have not been instructed properly in the public schools. And even in higher education today, you know, I taught at Mercer University in Macon. And the kids needed to be given assignments for reading outside the curriculum. Otherwise, they only get one side of the debate, especially on guns and history and political science. They're getting only one side. And the only way we're going to get to the young people is to have them read. And if the libraries only carry books like those of Hemingway and Cook, who are public health researchers, who always conclude that guns do not belong in the general population, that guns are like viruses, and that's a quote, that must be eradicated. Well, of course they're going to side with the gun grabbers. There is nobody opposing them. We need to have books that tell the other side of the story. And I think that the only way we're going to get my book in libraries is if you call and you request this book. And, of course, I would love for you to get your own copy.
Well, I've got an idea about that, and I'm going to call you. If you're going to be around tomorrow, I'm going to give you a buzz.
Okay.
I've got an idea about that, but, yes, I'm going to send you my address. And, yes, I'd like to have that one, and I'd like to have the one on Cuba if you have a copy of that one.
I already signed him for you.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would you like to do a giveaway with me and give away America, Guns, and Freedom and the Cuba, the Lost Paradise book?
Well, I don't know if I have enough of them.
Okay. Figure that part out.
Okay, well, we can talk about that. Now, I do have another book that I have.
Okay.
The Medical Warrior Fighting Corporate Socialized Medicine. You were asking me about health care and so forth. And now I do have many of those that I'll be glad to give those, to your audience.
We'll figure that part out. We will figure that part out. We'll figure it out. We are going to figure it out because I want to get the book out there. Are you going to be at SHOT Show by chance?
At where?
SHOT Show.
I don't know.
in Las Vegas?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to be in Nashville? Are you going to be in Nashville at the NRA annual meeting?
I wasn't planning on it. I'm a little bit of a recluse, actually, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, that's okay, too. Getting out there in this crazy world is sort of daunting for me, too. I want to thank you for taking the time last night and tonight to come. The conversation began last night and it, continued tonight. And we're going to do this again.
Oh, I tell you, I had a great time, and I would love to tell you how I escaped and what my parents actually did in the underground. I think that it could be fascinating to your audience to understand.
It'd be fascinating to me.
How the police state functions and how you can get around a police state, and how my father and I survived and made it after 3 months. From one Caribbean island to the other before we made it to the United States.
We'll do that. Thank you for joining me.
This 45 caliber pistol that he got back.
We've run out of time, Doc. We've run out of time. But I'll be in touch. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.